This is All Things Considered on WPSU. I'm Craig Johnson. In Pennsylvania, you used to need an excuse to vote by mail. You had to apply for what's called an absentee ballot. But in this presidential election year, things are different. WPSU's Christine Allen has the details.
Act 77, signed last fall, allows any registered voter in Pennsylvania to choose to vote by mail-in ballot without any excuse instead of going to the polls on Election Day. Michael Pipe is chairman of the Board of Commissioners for Center County and serves on the election board. He says there are different ways to request your mail-in ballot.
The way that we would recommend is by visiting votespa.com, or you can also download a form, print it out, fill it out, and send it into the county elections office.
Ballot applications are being accepted now, so Pipe encourages getting yours in early.
So if people apply right now, they're going to be getting their ballots no later than that first week in October.
Just make sure you get your ballot request to your county elections office by 5 p.m. on Tuesday, October 27th.
Postmarks do not count.
When you receive your mail-in ballot, Pipe says it will include a number of items.
The voter is going to receive a ballot, an instruction sheet, a secrecy envelope, and they're going to receive an outer envelope. We would encourage the voter to read through the direction sheet for any information that might be pertinent about the election, how to complete the ballot, by what time, deadlines. And after they've reviewed that, they can vote their ballot whichever way they choose. Again, fill in the bubble completely.
And if you're used to voting straight party, you'll be filling in more bubbles on the ballot than in previous years.
This is going to be the first general election in Pennsylvania where there is no straight party option, just single bubble straight party option. If a voter would like to vote straight party, they still can, but they would have to select every single candidate in every single race to vote straight party.
Dawn Graham is Director for Elections of Clearfield County. She reminds you to follow directions exactly.
Everything has to be filled out. We need your name, your date of birth, either the last four digits of your Social Security number or your driver's license number or PA state-issued ID. We need to make sure that it is signed, that the mailing address is correct, and you know that all the information on there that we request is filled out.
Then you'll fold your ballot, place it in the secrecy envelope, and place that in the outer envelope. You can return your ballot by mail or in person at your county elections office. Some counties, like Center County, may also have drop boxes at various locations where you can take your ballot. Check your county's website for details. And if you decide to vote by mail, Pipe advises you to keep in mind that all ballots must be received no later than 8 o'clock on election night, November 3rd. And again, postmarks do not count.
The USPS has said to folks that they should allow at least 7 days in Pennsylvania to have their ballot returned to the elections office. So I would strongly encourage people to heed that advice from the USPS and put their ballots in the mail no later than the 28th.
One of the things that has been out there is that we're rejecting, you know, tons of applications and tons of ballots, and that just simply is not true.
But some people just don't get their ballots in on time. Graham says that's the most common cause of ballots being rejected, and she's seen it firsthand.
Truthfully, I received 3 ballots. One, I think, was 2 weeks ago from the primary.
The Pennsylvania primary was held in June.
And they were received well after the primary. So, yeah, those aren't going to count. Another reason might be they did not sign the affidavit on the envelope. It has to be filled out and it has to be signed.
Again, following instructions is crucial. And what happens if you don't get your ballot on time or decide you'd rather vote in person on Election Day?
If they have their ballot and the envelopes with them, the poll worker can void the ballot. They have to fill out a declaration of returning the ballot, and then they'll issue them a regular ballot.
But if you don't have your mail-in ballot with you when you go to the polls, you'll be given a provisional ballot, Graham says. If you never got the ballot you requested, your provisional ballot will be counted. With every registered voter in Pennsylvania eligible to vote by mail, you might think it could be days before all those ballots are counted. And it did take Philadelphia more than 2 weeks in the primary. But in Center County, Mike Pipe says they're going to get busy processing mail-in ballots as early as they're allowed to, at 7 a.m. on Election Day.
We're going to continue to process them as the evening goes on. And so we are very confident in Center County that we will have the vast majority of our election results posted when the night is over.
Reminding you to vote, I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.
Now instead of staying home, watching TV.